depressing episode of the Poser Podcast.
People don't even know.
Oh, man. I'm here with Ben. Beam.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Ian Campbell.
Yeah, you are.
And we just recorded 58 minutes of awesome.
It was golden, people. You won't even know.
It really was probably, in our opinion, the best podcast we've recorded yet.
We know that isn't very many.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
It was a really awesome conversation, and we really got to some good places.
And it was awesome. And then my computer flipped out, and we lost it. So.
We literally wanted to puke.
Yeah. For real. In place of that, we're going to be releasing, two or three minicasts, about 15 yeah. minutes until we can get our
at least our
stuff together.
Pardon us for sounding really depressed.
Yes.
We were really happy earlier.
We were. It was fantastic.
I feel like that's just going to go down in Poser Podcast history as the lost episode.
Yeah.
That's what we'll refer to.
No one will know.
It'll be a growing process. We'll grow through our pain.
Agony.
It was so good.
Oh my gosh. But
okay.
We are not going to just lay around and give you nothing.
Yeah. Hey, Ian.
Yeah, hey, Ben.
Who's that sitting next to you?
That'd be my wife.
Hey.
Hi, Gretchen.
Yes, my wife Gretchen is home, and she'll be joining us for this.
She wants to say something.
I think she does. Go ahead. You got something to say?
Yeah.
You gotta get.
Hold on.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A little old lady.
Little old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel.
God bless. Oh, don't. With the fake laugh.
Oh, wow. That was awesome.
That's your only joke?
I couldn't find any good ones.
Oh, come on. She was all, we could do knock-knock jokes.
Okay,
and then
so,
she gives one knock-knock joke. That's a good one.
There's
two muffins in the oven.
Oh, God.
And one muffin says, "Gee, it's hot in here." And the other muffin says, "Ah, a talking muffin."
Oh.
Is that it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
That ends your stand-up
run. That's
all
I got.
That was good.
I'm going to have to educate you on proper mic etiquette.
How about this?
No, that's actually, it was a little better. Yeah,
I was.
I can tell you about The Bachelor.
No, that's really okay. Actually, no, we're going to include you in, there's the police. We're going to include you. Oh, what are you doing?
Yay. That's what that sounded like.
We're going to include you in our nerd discussion.
Yeah, and just because you're married to him doesn't mean you can be biased.
You know, that's exactly what it means.
No, it's not, Ian.
I feel like I'm going to be biased to my own opinion because I'm going to know nothing of what you're talking about.
That's good. That's what we want.
That's not being biased. That's just having an opinion.
True.
Yeah.
Which is what we want.
Yes.
Right, Ian?
But it's going to be an uneducated opinion. That's what I was trying to say.
An uneducated opinion?
If it's nerdy things,
see,
though,
this is not like a... But it's not like a nerdy thing, though.
It's
movie stuff.
Yeah.
And it branches into the nerdy side of things.
You going to read it?
I'm going to read it if I can find the daggum thing.
I feel like you shouldn't say that.
What?
Daggum? I'm not gonna say it.
I was given some news today, and I cannot find it. I'm going crazy. Anyways, I'm not going to read it unless you want to read it.
Oh, hold on. But, we'll just edit all of this out.
Yeah. Not.
Wait. You're going to edit it out.
Including that. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to edit it out, what does it matter? Duh.
Okay. Stop talking for just a second.
Don't give me a microphone.
We got to have a little bit of blank space so that we can edit it.
Okay, that should be good.
Oh, come on. You just ruined it by saying, okay, that should be good.
It'll be funny.
That'll be nothing, and then, okay, that'll be good.
And then now one of y'all say, we just edited a lot of Gretchen's rambling. It's like part of an talk show.
That's okay. No, we're leaving all that in. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh.
Okay, I found it. It's on Instagram from Gotham City Times. It says, Chris Nolan has completely taken over the DCU at Warner Brothers. Anything having to do with these superheroes goes through him now. Like with Man of Steel, he's going to be involved with Godfathering / producing, while Zack Snyder co-produces and directs, according to rumors. They're beginning to shape this as a vehicle for Christian Bale to reprise his role as hashtag Batman and join Henry Cavill's hashtag Superman in the hashtag Justice League. Last May, Christian Bale told Empire Magazine, if Chris came to me with a script and said, you know what, there's another story, then I would love the challenge of making a fourth one work. What do you think, Ian?
Now, Gretchen, you have this look on your face like I don't know who Chris Nolan is.
Exactly.
Chris Nolan directed all the Batman movies.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen any of those.
You've seen Batman Begins, The Dark. You haven't seen any of those?
Oh, wow. Nope.
Wow. All of the recent Batman movies.
I've seen little bits of a couple, but like I don't remember any of it.
Wow. They're not worth your time.
No, they're not that great. I'm not a huge fan of them.
What?
The new ones? The new Batman movies. I don't really like them.
Oh.
Okay. It's hard to not feel like I'm repeating myself because we recorded a lot of this earlier in the last episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
So.
Complete with hovercraft.
Yeah.
But, just as a disclaimer, I don't hate the DC universe. I like a lot of
you're gonna have to learn to contain your spit takes there, Gretchen.
I don't hate the DC universe. I like DC. I just I react against.
I'm sorry.
I react against Chris Nolan's Batman. Because most people who claim to be Batman fans are just really Chris Nolan Batman fans.
Yeah.
And ever since, fans. Yeah, the past,
he's just a regular person.
He's a director.
He's a director.
She answered me.
We're not going to get anything done.
But it'll be funny.
That it will.
Yeah.
So that's my disclaimer.
Yeah.
I didn't hear your disclaimer. People just like superheroes.
Yeah. But yeah. A lot of people are jumping on like this Batman bandwagon that don't actually know anything about
Batman.
Yeah,
they just
because
like
of the movies.
Chris Nolan. Yeah.
That's my problem.
Well, they like the Chris Nolan Batman.
They like the Chris Nolan Batman.
But do they even know who he really is, or do they just like to go see the new movie?
Who,
Batman
Chris Nolan?
Or Chris Nolan?
No, people.
Wait, what?
I got cat hair in my mouth.
So you're asking, are people
sorry.
Stop spitting on me.
I'm not spitting on him.
Okay. Okay. That is... Okay. People don't like to hear gum chewing in the microphone, spit takes, or you hawking things.
I think people just like to go see the movie that's cool right then.
You don't think it has anything to do with Batman or Chris Nolan? I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with Chris Nolan.
Maybe some of them, but like, I don't ever really pick the movie that I go to. Normally, it's just like, everybody's like, this is the movie that's out, let's go. And actually, I don't really go to the movies a lot, but... That's how it used to work.
But what we're saying is, like, people are going to see these movies and then coming out saying, like, calling themselves Batman fans and saying that, you know, causing all this stir.
Yeah.
Because of the Batman movies, but they don't really.
They're really not Batman fans. Yeah. They're just.
Like
Chris
Twilight
Nolan.
Fans that just go see the movies
right.
Yes. But don't
right.
read the book.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely different nerd zone that you guys are in, but yeah.
That is not a nerd zone.
It's a girl nerd zone.
Yeah.
No. It's a love zone.
No, it's a nerd zone.
No.
Nerd.
Pretty sure that if you asked any girl in the whole wide world if Twilight was nerdy, they would say absolutely not.
Okay, let me tell
period.
You.
Period.
Let me tell you
stop
something.
Stop talking.
No, let me tell you something. One major mm-mm. qualifier for being something being nerdy.
A lot of people liking it
no.
and dressing up to go to the premieres.
No. Comic-Con. If there's yep. people in costume at Comic-Con, it's a nerdy thing. And there are Twilight people in costume at Comic-Con. Yep.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a comic what? Book convention. Come on. How are you leading me?
Huh?
And you don't know what Comic-Con is. Do you listen to me when I talk about comic books?
Yeah.
You're shaking her head no.
She's shaking her head. They can't see this. So visual humor that's, doesn't really work.
That's why I have to explain it, Ian. Ring a bell?
Yes, it does. But boom, nerd. There you go.
No.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. It is more of a romance zone. But it is romance nerd zone.
Ben is a woman.
I'm not a woman.
Yes, he is.
I just care about my girlfriend and the things that she cares about.
Oh!
I don't have a girlfriend. She would be upset about that.
That's weird. I never thought about that. You know what? That's interesting.
What? That I don't have a girlfriend?
Every
yeah,
man,
he doesn't
every
care.
Man's wife is his ex-girlfriend.
Hey.
That's
I don't
deep.
Know about that.
That's what deep. Up?
No.
He's your ex-boyfriend.
No. We never broke up. He's still my boyfriend. He's just also my husband.
So that's like a stacks on top of boyfriend?
Yeah, just adds in you're my boyfriend husband. Yep.
So you're her boyfriend, fiance, husband.
Oh, dude, that's too many.
But wait, no, because you're not engaged anymore.
Not
so.
Engaged. So that does have a qualifier.
Yeah, that does have that starts and ends.
Yeah.
But the dating relationship should never end.
So I'm her.
That was profound, right?
Yeah, that was profound.
Well, I know the dating.
But hey, but what if
we're
that,
still dating?
But if that graduates. So that it's not qualified as boyfriend and girlfriend anymore. It's like boyfriend and girlfriend is high school, marriage is college.
No. Sorry.
She just shot that
she
down.
She didn't even give you a check.
No. No.
That's not it.
No.
You're wrong.
You're stupid boy.
I kind of understand what he's saying, though. Like,
but it doesn't ever end.
Well, we're not
dating
saying
doesn't.
It
ends. Dating doesn't.
You come to a point... Where high school is over, you graduate and it's over. But when you're dating, it's not like, will you not be my girlfriend anymore and be my fiance and then be my wife? That doesn't happen.
What?
There's never a time. Woto's got something.
But, sorry. But, well, so what we're saying is that it's the dating relationship that qualifies boyfriend and girlfriend, and that doesn't end in marriage. So therefore,
sometimes
the boyfriend girlfriend.
Does.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
And they're husband and wife, but not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay. But here's the point that I'm making is
he's really good at debating things. I'm not.
As just as like in high school, what you're doing is taking classes and learning things. You graduate from that to a higher level of taking classes and learning things in college. So you're graduating from being boyfriend and girlfriend to being husband and wife. You're still doing the same thing. You're still dating as husband and wife, but at a college level, not at a high school level.
But what's the point in a relationship that is that other than just a wedding? What's happening?
Nothing. I'm listening to you.
Wow, that's recorded. He's listening.
Yes!
There's proof.
Wait.
I don't know.
That's good.
I'm confused.
You're confused because I'm a terrible debater.
Yeah. Well, that was
or
a good,
maybe
that was a
good
conversation.
Good
yeah. As we were talking, we never finished the Nolan thing, though.
No.
We went to Twilight.
I'm good at changing subjects.
You're good at getting us distracted.
Throwing us off the scent.
Yeah. I was about to say something
of our nerdiness.
Changing yeah. subject. Whatever.
So how do you feel about it, Ian, the Justice League?
I think... I don't know. Like, I think it could... like you were saying, it could be dark. And... Isn't that what you were saying?
In the Lost episode, I said that.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? I'm yeah. getting them mixed up. Say that again.
Me too.
Say
okay.
what your opinion about
I
that.
I think that the Justice League could be good. The DC Universe, which, again, I don't hate. I actually enjoy. And mm-hmm. I love Batman. Mm-hmm. And I will admit that comic book Batman and animated Batman is really, really cool and is, Ian, a superhero.
Woo.
I don't, not Chris Nolan Batman. No.
No.
That's the point I've been trying to make this whole time. But.
So your argument has been against Chris Nolan Batman.
It was against Chris Nolan Batman.
Because I mean, you should say that from the beginning.
I should have.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good movies from an entertainment standpoint,
yeah.
but.
Yeah.
That's not Batman.
No.
Not completely Batman anyway.
There are
points.
I have a dream Batman in my mind. That I would love to see. I don't know who it is. It's
yeah.
just this faceless figure, but it's not Christian Bale. He's good. He's good Batman.
He had a good rendition. It was different. Hadn't seen it before.
But not perfect Batman to me.
You know who I think would make an amazing Batman or would have in his heyday?
Who's that?
Not Gretchen. Not you, Gretchen. But good try.
She was pointing to herself.
Yes. But in his heyday, would have been amazing.
Who's that?
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's got that, like, he's got that whole
like
thing.
Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that. I mean, he's got the voice and
yeah.
the attitude and just
the
BA.
I don't care.
Yeah, not too many. No, now he has too many wrinkles.
Yeah. Yeah,
he could be. If they made, ooh, oh, that would be awesome. If they made a Dark Knight Returns movie, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, that would
yeah.
be cool.
Except for he's like, I don't know if you've read that book or seen those movies. He's a brick house in that movie. Like he's like,
for real,
huge. Yeah,
I've never
Bruce
seen
Lane.
Him.
Well, that's just like the Frank Miller, or I don't know who drew for that comic book, but or for that graphic novel, but. That was always how he drew Batman. It was just like this giant dude.
Jacked.
Yeah.
Hmm. So. You know what I would like to see?
What would you like
redone?
To see? What?
Snake Plissken.
Oh.
All the like the Metal Gear Solid.
Right, Gretchen? Snake Plissken. What up? That's what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna go to bed.
Oh, we're losing Gretchen. But you're making this entertaining.
Yeah. Because we're depressed.
For like 10 minutes.
It's not okay.
5. I like to exaggerate.
Just like Josh.
But what do you? Yeah. Yeah, just like Josh. But yeah, no, for real. But more than a Snake Plissken movie.
Aww. Oh. Good night, Gretchen.
It makes me happy when you're here.
I'm not saying anything good. I'm just sitting here and now you're getting to stuff I don't know about.
But you can learn and tell us your opinion about it.
Or I can go to bed because it's 11 o'clock.
Well, Gretchen's gone. Anyways, but more than a Snake Plissken movie, like a...
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid.
To make
Solid.
Those games into movies, like a trilogy.
That would be boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would dare put that in the same category, like right up there with the Die Hard movies.
Okay, yeah. this is something we haven't talked about yet. Say that they are making a Metal Gear Solid movie. Let's say that.
Who would be Snake?
Yeah, who would you pick to be Snake? I know who I would pick, but...
Kurt Russell did a good job back in the 80s.
Yeah, he
did a good Snake. Mm-hmm. The movies just were terrible because everything outside of him was just done poorly.
Yeah.
But he did a good Snake.
He was all right.
Now?
Yeah. Out of actors in the world right now.
That's hard to say. Looks-wise, maybe a less... maybe a less pretty boy Hemsworth.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
He's got the eyebrows. Those
maybe his
eyebrows.
Brother more than him.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
He'd make a good Snake.
If he grew some stubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I've always had Hugh Jackman pegged for it.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but he's kind of...
He's got a little bit too wide of a face. Snake
well,
is
that...
very... slender dude.
That, and he's getting older, and it would be too much at this point for him and his career. I think it'd be too much like Wolverine.
That's true.
Because it's kind of the same character in
a
lot of ways.
In a ways, yeah. I know there's one guy I'm not thinking of. I can't think of. Oh! Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Yeah, he could
Colin
do
Farrell.
It.
That could be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good... That would be a good movie.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying about the Justice League.
Yes,
I feel like if it's as dark as Chris Nolan's Batman movies are, then it will tank. Because the Justice League, while the DC universe is darker than the Marvel universe in general, a Justice League movie, I think, you'd have to be careful not to make it too dark.
Yeah.
Because then it would be like a kiddie version of Watchmen.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to like it. Because it's, let's face it, a Justice League movie would be an answer to the Avengers movie.
Oh, yeah. By far.
And the Avengers, respectively, each of their movies, and then the Avengers movie, is entertaining.
Yeah.
It's pure entertainment.
Yeah.
And anything darker runs the risk of not being that entertaining.
But at the same time, the Justice League characters in that universe, I think, I don't know if it was planned this way, or, I mean, I just think it just kind of happened that way. Because, I mean, yeah, the DC universe is tends to be very dark. But they do have, you know, the lighter kind of characters that aren't so dark, like the Flash.
Yeah.
Flash is one of my favorites. Most notable
of
the lighter characters in the Justice League. And, you know, you never really, you know, delve into Aquaman's dark, you know, past.
Because it doesn't exist.
Yes. You know, I mean, I don't know. We rag on Aquaman a lot, but...
I really don't know anything about him.
Yeah, and there's some good stories out there with Aquaman, but I mean, he is kind of in my opinion, one of the lamest of the superheroes. But at the same time, he's a superhero, you know, you can't knock him. He's a superhero. Talks to fish, but, you know, whatever. He swims real fast.
Yeah.
I mean, he swims Which, that's kind of cool. He swims as fast as the Flash can run.
That is pretty cool.
So, that's pretty... Like, he... Like, there's Atlanteans that he, you know, he hangs out with. And then there's, like, a whole different superhero world. Like, he's a superhero superhero. Like, there's the Atlanteans, and he's a superhero to them. Like, he's super to those people who are breathing underwater.
Yeah. So... That's cool.
That's kind of cool, if you think about it that way. But still, he has scales and stuff. So, yeah. I don't know. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
I just can't get past, like... When I think Aquaman, I think Mermaid Man from SpongeBob. And Barnacle Boy.
Barnacle Boy.
That's what I picture in my head. So, I don't know.
I don't know. He's pretty bad dude, though.
Mermaid Man?
No, not Mermaid Man.
To the invisible boatmobile!
Which, I'm not even gonna... Yeah, never mind. That was a Wonder Woman thing, but yeah, I'm not gonna...
Yeah. Which is another thing about the Justice League movie. How are you gonna convert Wonder Woman to screen and make her look cool? In a unitard.
It's gonna be hard.
I don't know how that would work.
I don't either, dude. Like, yeah. And another thing that really didn't make sense to me in the comic books, Wonder Woman can fly. Why does she need an invisible plane?
I didn't know she had an invisible plane.
She has an invisible plane.
That's weird.
But she can fly. I mean, I guess if she wants to hang out with her friends while she's flying around.
Yeah, because it's like the Avengers. Like, a couple of them can fly, and they fly around in the...
In a ship, for those who are less inclined.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's kind of more for, like, the unity and the teamwork of the thing.
Yeah. But what never made sense to me was when she showed up by herself in her invisible plane.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, come on, you can fly.
Yeah.
Save some gas. Help the environment.
Yeah.
You're a superhero.
And a rope...
The lasso of truth.
Why a lasso?
It had something to do with propaganda when it came out.
Really?
Yeah, it was very propaganda driven. That and Captain America were very propaganda.
Well, yeah, I knew Captain America was.
Yeah, Superman, all those characters at the time. So they came out around. They got big when the war was going on.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of.
Is it sexist of me to appreciate that Captain America is propaganda-driven and react against the fact that Wonder Woman is propaganda-driven?
Maybe.
I don't... Why do I feel that way?
I don't know.
Huh.
But they both are. I can't remember. Someone broke it down. I heard somebody break it down, like the propaganda... aspect of Wonder Woman to me. I can't remember what it was. Like, everything represented something from the time. I don't know. My chair is hitting my mic stand.
So, yeah, I feel like a Justice League movie, if done right, could be good.
Yeah.
But it has the potential to be, like I said, a kiddie version of Watchmen.
Yeah.
Or, as cheesy as the Green Lantern movie.
You didn't like the Green Lantern movie?
I didn't really care for it. I like Ryan Reynolds.
I did have a man crush on Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, me too.
Takes a lot for me to admit that. Not really. I'll tell anyone.
Yeah, I have a man crush on him. But I just didn't, you know, I didn't really care for that movie too much.
I thought it was, I mean, it's hard to make a movie about a guy who... has a ring that forms into a hammer and smashes people like that.
Yeah. Or forms giant, into anything.
Yeah. Giant fist and punches people. It's hard to make that cool.
Yeah. Well, my thing about, I guess, about that movie was that the CG just wasn't that great.
Yeah.
It looked kind of animated to me. Moments.
And I don't like it. Like, although it was the best I've seen so far, of the superhero white eyes behind the mask thing. Like, it's the best I've seen so far, but if you can't do it where it looks cool, just don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't see Christian Bale running around with white eyes.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Just don't do it.
Although that would be kind of cool in the next Batman endeavor, whenever that is.
If they put the white eyes in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you did it right.
Yeah. It would add to the mystery of him.
It would.
Because when you look at Christian Bale in the mask, I'm sorry, it just looks funny to me.
He does look kind of funny.
His chin always looks like smushed up against his neck.
Yeah.
Because I'm Batman. I don't know.
I think that's where they get it.
Harvey Dent.
I think that's where they get
Kenny B. Judd.
The College Humor videos. Yeah. I think that's where they get that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are funny. They can be inappropriate, but they're funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just as I being a Batman, DC, just comic book fan in general, I obviously want to see a Justice League movie really bad. But
if it can be done well,
yeah,
I would watch it and enjoy it.
I mean, if it's made, even if it sucks, I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just like anything like that, you know, there's a strong chance of it sucking.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, who knows? They could surprise us.
I would be going to see a Justice League movie. I would probably be just as apprehensive as I was when I went and saw The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, is this going to be good?
Yeah.
Or
am I going to be disappointed?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be cool.
I don't feel like I'm going to be disappointed at all in the Iron Man 3 movie.
No, no.
I think I'm going to squeal like a schoolgirl.
Dude, me too.
Yeah.
What's his name? The Mongol. No, not the. I can't believe I forgot his name. The Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mandarin.
Yeah.
Or Mandarin. I think his name is Mandarin. Yeah. Yeah, that dude looks bad to the bone.
It's going to be awesome.
I mean, that's. Oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Ha ha. And I love it when, like, you know, from the trailers, like, you know what villain's going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
But you don't know what happens. They don't give anything away. You're just like, oh, God, I have to see that.
Yeah.
You know? I love that.
And knowing the comics only helps a little bit because they always piece together, you know, several stories or whatever.
Yeah.
To make it work.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm excited. Not to mention the fact that they're making an Avengers 2 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought that the bad guy at the end of the first one was Khan?
Mm-hmm. But it's not.
It's not.
It's Thanos.
Yeah, it's Thanos. Yep. But it, the way they present it, it could go either way, really, in the movie. But except for the fact that it's not.
It's Thanos.
But like just visually.
Yeah, and there's visually. Of course, visually, if we're going on visuals, he looked like a bunch of different characters in the universe. Even in the DC
universe. In DC, I was about to say. What's that big ape guy? With the big brain.
He lives on Apocalypse. Oh, no. But you're talking about somebody else. You're talking about... I can't remember his name.
I don't know.
But there's Krull. Krull the Conqueror? I can't remember his name. And then there's the guy who lives on Apocalypse. Can't remember his name either because I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
And then there's Apocalypse in the Marvel Universe who looks a lot like Thanos. And then there's Thanos. But there's also a bunch of things throughout the movie, like the, you know, the Loki pokey stick, his pokey stick.
Yeah.
Which they made up. I don't know why he had a pokey stick. I just don't get it. But the if probably just for the sole purpose of letting you see the chaos gym.
Yeah.
From the Infinity Gauntlet. I think it's called the Chaos Gym. Or it's maybe the Infinity Gym. I don't know. But it goes in the Infinity Gauntlet, which is in the Thanos storyline. Because eventually Thanos collects. And what happens is there's an Infinity Gauntlet, which holds all the gems. And once you get all the gems together, you become immortal. And actually, that's where the Marvel Universe kind of gets dark for a minute. Because he gets them all, and he becomes immortal. And that's one place where the bad guy wins. And I can't remember. A bunch of other stuff happens, and he causes a bunch of problems. But he's actually... So that emerald that was in the Loki Pokey stick, that's how you know it's Thanos.
But that's an alternate universe, right?
The Thanos?
No, they actually, like, the taking over in the...
him
becoming immortal.
No, that was a main storyline. I mean, they still beat him, but he becomes immortal.
But he achieved it.
He achieves what he was looking for. He didn't achieve becoming immortal. Yeah. Then the end game was conquering everything.
What's that? But, what's that guy's name? In DC in the Justice League animated series, who he was a robot.
Oh,
that mimicked everything, and then he mimicked each superhero and became immortal.
Oh.
And then flew off into space. You know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about.
Big silver guy?
Yeah. He's the character. I think he becomes good later on.
Yeah, he did. Well, he did when he left.
Yeah. Crap, I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
Dude, I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm losing it, bro.
It's all good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It could be cool, or it could not. Who knows?
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Hey, bro, your phone's ringing. Your phone rang you.
Thanks, man.
Well, I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Should call it since it's almost 11:30 and we're old.
Yeah. If you have any thoughts, like Gretchen said earlier.
Yeah.
Or later.
Yeah.
Comments, thoughts, topic ideas, just want to say hi. You can get in touch with us on Facebook.
Yeah, yes.
On our page, Poser Podcast.
Facebook.com/ Poser Podcast.
Yeah. And our Twitter handle?
@ Poser Podcast.
And on Instagram?
@ Poser Podcast.
You're better at this than Gretchen is.
Yeah.
Or email?
PoserPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
gmail.com. I kind of ran those letters together.
Yeah, it's all good. Don't stare at the potato.
Don't stare at the potato.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Hey, something I noticed in our last podcast. You guys say that louder.
Oh, yeah.
Lost in the theme music. Don't stare at the potato.
Don't do it.
Oh.